Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. I know the traffic was wild out there when I was coming in today.
Yeah, it's getting a little loose out there, man.
Yeah, the rain. It's raining?
Well, it's raining, and again, people are getting out of town. And I know my gal took the day off to go like buy a bunch of groceries, and you know, you got to get all the stuff ready.
Rookie move.
You know, for dinner.
You got to do that last weekend. It's crazy out there.
Well, she was traveling. She was in Baltimore, so. And you got to go to the, she got to go to the Asian Mart. So, you know, she's over there like cruising around at the H Mart and whatnot.
Ooh, that's a busy part of town too.
Yep.
And I went to Costco this morning. It was, I could not find a spot.
Yes.
Oh, tough. Yeah, man. It's,
come on, man.
It's, but let me tell you, the Bi Mart, ooh, doggy, I was in the Bi Mart parking lot today. And again, we had another, there's something about the olds on Lucky Number Tuesday. We had another parking lot, like dust up today at the Bi Mart. Dude, it's a thing out there.
What's going on out there?
Parking.
Did you need to step in? And
I did not, but I apparently was inadvertently involved in it, and then I had a man tell me about it and then show me his gun.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an old guy in a Raiders thing that I was pulling in again to get my Hawaiian food, and Lucky Number Tuesday, and the parking lot was slammed. And they had a primo parking spot like right in front that kind of splits between the Hawaiian joint and the Bi Mart. And so I was like, ooh, primo. The only thing was, I will say that it was a slanted spot and I was going the wrong way to get that slanted parking spot. But I got a small car and I was able to just do a quick little turn and I was able to get in there. Another old man, apparently he was gunning for that spot too, but he didn't make the turn in time. And so he ended up in kind of a, I noticed behind me there were two cars. I think everyone was going for that one spot. And I happened to get it first. I didn't think anything about it. Parked my car, went in, picked up my food. And then I was leaving. And I opened the door for an older gentleman. And he said, hey, is that your car? And I was like, oh, hell. I'm like, what happened? I was like, yeah. And he goes, did you see what went down? And I was like, oh, I was like, were you like, he goes, yeah, I was gunning for that spot. But he's like, you got it first. And he goes, that other dude was gunning for it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, sorry.
It's like,
man,
a parking lot post game show.
Yeah. He was like, he was regaling me with,
why
his,
do we need to talk about this?
I don't know. But he wanted me to know what had gone on. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I didn't see. He goes, no, it wasn't you. And then he told me about how this other guy like was blocking him and was kind of getting into all this stuff. And then he was telling me about how this guy was a jerk and why was everyone so upset. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, I'm leaving right now. He's like, no, I got a spot, you know, down there or whatever. Cause I was like, I'll wait for you if you want to pull out. And then he responded with, yeah, would have ended bad for that guy had he gotten out of the car. And then he like lifted up and he had his little concealed, like, you know, it was like, he didn't pull it out, but he had the concealed like weapon in his waistband. And I was like, oh yeah. It's like, good thing you didn't get out of the car. He's like, yeah, yes. People in these parking lots. And I was like, okay. And then I got in my, and he told me nice car, and I got in my car and left. So I don't know why I got a post-game parking lot confrontation, but I'm telling you.
Oh, I know why. Because he wanted to show you a squirt gun.
Well,
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he talked about it.
Yeah. Lucky number Tuesday at Bi-Mart in the holidays. I'm telling you, these parking lots. It's by the way, that's like the last 3 months. That's the second time I've had a guy show me a gun in a parking lot. I had the guy in the top hat outside of Crunch. That guy was carrying a gun in his top hat. He had a steampunk top hat. Although that wasn't any sort of confrontation. He just wanted to show me a gun in his top hat. So I don't know what this is about me.
But I think I know.
But apparently, if you've got a gun,
can I take a stab? January 6th at all, you think? No?
I don't know.
You don't think so? Oh, you don't know?
When's the last time a stranger showed
you? Look at
you. When's the last time a stranger showed you a gun?
No, they never do, because look at me.
Twice.
Exactly. You're insurrection-y. We've already established this. You look like a white supremacist. Come on, man.
You're their peoples.
You're their peoples. They're like, there's my guy. Yeah. Hey, you want to see a gun?
My guy was wearing three separate pieces of Raider clothing, though. So
exactly.
He got to support the team, and he had to let me know that it's a good thing that guy didn't get out of the car. I believe the quote was, it would have ended poorly for him. I was like, all right.
So we got the college football playoff rankings coming out, but I flipped over to watch it.
Yeah.
And Seton Hall is playing USC, and I'm guessing we have to wait for this game to end.
You are correct.
It still has 7 minutes left.
Which means we actually have 96 hours to go.
Okay, so it's 4:14 on the Swatch Watch.
Yeah.
There are exactly 7 minutes left on the game clock in Seton Hall, USC, and it is ticking down. They are playing.
Yeah.
What is the actual real time that we get to the playoff rankings?
The first number will come out at 4:38.
Okay, you say 4:38.
4:38.
4:14. I'm going to take later. I'm going to go 4:46.
Can I go after 5?
You sure can.
All right.
I like
go,
the balls. 5 and up.
I mean, why wouldn't they stretch it?
All right. Well, that's a fun little game.
Yeah.
Glad we played that.
the biggest problem that I have with basketball, and it's worse in the NBA than it is in college, that the final 2.5 minutes of any basketball game the worst 2.5 minutes in sports.
It's ridiculous.
You wait around all game to see the conclusion of it, and my God, if it's a close game, buckle up, you will be there for 9 hours.
Why do they allow teams to call timeouts after they hit a free throw? It is one of the stupidest and most, like, unbelievable rules in college
sports. Everything gets reviewed, and then God forbid someone starts fouling. I can't. It's
yeah,
that
fouling when they're down by 12 with 40 seconds to go. Seriously, that happens a lot.
All right, well, when we come back, we'll get to our NFL vibe check. You know, it's week 13, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about
yes,
right.
Yes, sir. I think that's right. Yeah, yeah, 6 weeks left. And boy, you look at the standings.
Yeah, I don't know where you go.
I mean, if I showed you these standings at the start of the season, you said that you made that up.
Yeah.
There's no way that's happening. Yeah. And yet, that's it. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, checking in on the NFL here. Man, we've had a weird season, as we spoke about yesterday. At the start of the year, if I told you that the Patriots would have a commanding 2.5 game lead in the AFC East, what would you say to me?
And a head-to-head win over the Buffalo Bills. I would have laughed at you. In fact, one of my worst... So I have one really good take at the start of the season and one that just is aged like dog poo. One is I said the Rams were going to win the Super Bowl and they were the best team and they have looked that part. Wait till Matthew Stafford.
Wait, have they won the Super Bowl?
No, but they are clearly the best team. Although Matthew Stafford will get hurt and then it won't matter. But I laugh because New England was a team that a lot of people were jocking and I was like, what the hell has New England done to get this sort of preseason love? That seemed like the team for me that was getting all the fanfare and that was going to fall flat on their face. And here we are, and they're 10-2. And by the way, I would like to point out that I think probably after week one, I was like, they lost to the Raiders in week one.
God, that's right.
And we were like, so they were 1-2. They had lost to the Raiders and they lost to the Steelers. And their only win was over the Dolphins. And I was like, can we please stop with the Mike Vrabel effect? And all they've done since is reel off 9 in a row, including beating the Bills. So
in your face.
That is my biggest, like, what the hell?
After starting 1-5, the Ravens are now tied atop the AFC North.
And we all saw that coming.
Of course.
We were like, dude, they will win that division.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that you had them 1-5, did you?
Oh, no.
No,
no,
you
no,
didn't.
No, no, no. No, but even after that, remember we were all sitting around, we're like, do not write off the Ravens.
Well, because of the injuries and schedule, but... And they have more easy ones coming up. They play the Bengals. They play the Bengals on Thursday. Colts and Jags battling it out for AFC South supremacy.
Who had Daniel Jones and the Colts at 8-3?
Although I will say, I mean, in that division, I don't know. It's not like we pick divisions here.
No, but most
Who would you have gone?
Most
with? Maybe
people
Houston?
Thought the Texans and the Texans defense. We just didn't expect their offense to be this bad, but. Remember when they picked Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, again, people cried racism. Anthony Richardson's agent said that the Colts basically had, this was like the most egregious thing ever. And they lied and how dare they, and everyone raked them over the coals, and Anthony Richardson is doing what? And Daniel Jones has them at 8-3, probably should be 9-2. I don't know how they lost to the Chiefs.
Chiefs are in third place.
That's the one.
In the AFC West.
If you want one what the F, it is that. That they are basically playing, there's not a lot of room for error. And I still think they're about a 50-50 predictor chance to make the postseason. That's the biggest, I would not have believed that they were 5-5. Well, and we're going to be trailing by double digits in the fourth quarter to the Colts.
The AFC has been the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
And at this point, even though... So the Ravens win the division, they'll get a home game.
Yeah.
But we're 12 weeks into the season, and it is quite likely that that two of those three will be playing wild card road games.
And one of them was 1-5.
And then one... Yeah, and then the other one will get a home game.
Just
but
because of the division they play in.
If they win the division. If they don't,
yeah.
I mean, they may not even make the playoffs. Yeah.
The only reason the Ravens are still being discussed is because they play in that crappy division. If you put the Ravens in any other division, we're like, oh my God, they may not make the postseason, as opposed to, like you said, hosting a game. It's been wild. It's been a bizarro year.
And
it
not
absolutely has.
To mention the most bizarro... Not to forget the most bizarre, the Bears are sitting atop the NFC North at 8-3.
The Bears have a better record than the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens. What? What is the Bears?
The league's fun, man.
The league is fun.
This is why.
Yeah.
Right here.
This is good. And it's also why it's got to be frustrating if you're like the Browns or, you know, the Saints or something, Cardinals. Like, it's not
that hard.
Like, if you are a well-run franchise, you can turn things around in a short period of time.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, if the Bears can do it, why can't we do it?
Yeah. Took the Bears long enough, but, you know, they got, you know, they have some good structure in place. They went out and got a coach. And by the way, they're doing this without,
they're not very good.
Well, they drafted Caleb. It's a good team, but they drafted Caleb Williams. So normally when you have a young team like this that kind of rises up, it's the Drake May effect, right? Drake May is, it's not just Drake May, but one of the reasons that the, by far the biggest reason why New England is where they're at is Drake May, right? You get the quarterback right and everything else kind of falls into place. And Chicago, we were told that they had this generational player and he was the best thing since Pat Mahomes and Heisman Trophy and blah, blah, blah. And they go out and get Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams has been fine. If I had to give one Caleb Williams comp, it's kind of Trevor Lawrence, and that he's just,
he's weird.
He's fine. He's like, eh.
He's weird. If you need a, well, I was about to say, if you need a game winning drive, don't count on him. But they've kind of gone on. I mean, the Cincinnati one was kind of a fluke.
Yeah.
But he got him down there in position to beat. Who was the other one?
Well, they had the close one.
The Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings and the Giants were the two where you're like, how did you win this game? Well, the Giants, because the Giants crapped the bed.
I don't remember the Giants one.
Yeah.
What was that?
The Giants were up in that game, I think, by like 10 points going down the stretch.
Yeah, I do remember that. That one's at Chicago. Yeah, I remember that one. That was the most egregious of all of them.
Yeah, they had no business winning that game.
You think the Giants have lost 5 games with a 10-point or more lead in the fourth quarter this year?
Yeah.
5.
Which is why they don't have a coach.
Or a defensive coordinator.
That's
unbelievable.
But like the fact that the Bears are doing this and their quarterback play is just average, I don't know if that makes you feel good or
not
bad if you're Chicago.
Well, I like being 8-3 if I'm a Bears fan, but I don't feel great about him.
No, but it's one of those things that if Caleb can kind of continue to develop and maybe turn into something a little more stable, maybe you believe that the infrastructure is there in Chicago, but it feels, of the 8-win teams, right? And there's not many, right? So Seahawks, Rams, Bears,
Eagles,
Broncos, Colts, Patriots. The team that I believe in and least
by a lot
is the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, who would be second? For me, it's Indy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't have faith.
Mine might be, it's Indy or Seattle for me. Flip a coin. I think the Sam Darnold thing.
Welcome to my camp.
But that's the same thing, because for that very reason that I don't believe in Seattle is the same reason I don't believe in Indianapolis. Both of those guys are starting to peek out from under the mask and show you who they really are. And that scares me a little bit. And they just do it in different ways. I mean, both play good defense. And Indy has Jonathan Taylor. And Seattle has Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And, you know, they're just, you're kind of hamming and egging your way and kind of figuring this thing out. And I just, there's something I think in Seattle that I think you're going to be able to take. I believe taking away a passing option easier than taking away a great run game. But it's those two teams that are both really good teams that I just don't have a lot of faith in going deep. I think they're a little one-dimensional. Being said, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is putting together arguably the greatest receiving season we've ever seen. What he is doing, without like a lot of other compliments to him, I mean, they throw the ball to basically him, and no one's been able to stop it yet. It's just, he's amazing.
By the way, you know what the Bears do this week? You know what they've got? You've seen that?
I don't know if I've actually seen what the Bears have.
They are headed to Philadelphia.
Ooh, in a battle of 8-win.
For a Black Friday game.
They got the Packers coming up, too. I mean, they got the Packers two of the next 3 weeks. It's a huge game in that division. And then they finish with the Lions. This Bears slate down the stretch, this is big time. You got Eagles, Packers, Browns, whatever. Although now Shadur. And then Packers, Niners, Lions. Boy, if you're Chicago, buckle up. There could be a lot of L's coming your way. Is it inconceivable to think that they could lose? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They could lose 5 of 6 down the stretch?
Not inconceivable,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Again, this is why we love the NFL.
Yeah.
Is it's very topsy-turvy, but a lot can change within the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I mean a lot.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get to the Turkey Day games later. Or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We have a show tomorrow. You know, we're here tomorrow, you guys.
Well, you want to talk about a mailed-in show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bringing a new laugh.
Boy, I'll give you... I might just be drunk.
I might play some Christmas music.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I might just Uber into the show and just start drinking. That's unsuckable. I may just bring a bottle of Tully's and start at 3:01 and see what happens come 7.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll just have my wife pick me up and we'll go to a bar after. We'll all drink.
Yeah, you and Sook. Well, budding friendship.
Rob's going home. He won't participate in that.
All right, coming up next, it's time for In the News. Those petty feds are at it again.
Freaking thanks a lot, Obama.
Here is Schulte with Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we were waiting the college football playoff rankings, and at 4:14 on our clock, the USC Seton Hall game, which needs to end before we get the rankings, had 7 minutes left. So we're now at 4:37, and by the way, your guess of when we got the college football playoff rankings, the first number, so number 25, was 4:38.
Foolish of me.
So you're out.
I'm out.
I'm next up at 4:46, and Schulte might win this thing.
Yeah.
He picked after 5 because it is 80-78. Another timeout has been called. There are 24 seconds left, and we could get overtime.
Well, even if you don't get overtime, there'll be at least 3 more fouls and probably a timeout and a TV one at that.
Exactly.
USC still has 2 timeouts.
Buckle up.
It might be 6 o'clock.
Welcome to the exciting world of the end of basketball games.
So we will get you the college football playoff rankings. Not that they matter much, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. We'll get you those when they come out. Right now, it is November 25, 2025, and it's time for In the News! I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. And all rise. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Fortnite Isaac Rupp has pissed you off.
Today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women.
Oh, that's a nice day. Good luck with that.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what you're saying is you're pro violence against women?
Not at all.
Just certain ones?
Well, let's make sure. Who was it? Was it Stephen A? Well, let's make sure we're not provoking. This is how men think. Of course I'm for...
women violence. Look at you.
Of course I'm for violence against women.
You and Stephen A.
Do not clip that. No, this is a great day. Come on, Schultz. Schultz's uncomfortable over there.
Well, yeah. I just, there's
We're just joking, Schultz.
Oh, I know. There's an old clip of Sean Connery from the 80s that's surfaced after his death.
That was Barbara Walters. Yeah. We were saying every now and then, you got to give him a little smack.
What did he say? Like, well, if they say they'll stop and they don't stop, like, what are you talking about, dude?
You just got to send a message.
Yeah. Jesus. Like, every now and then, you got to give him a little slappy poo.
Again. Reason number 1,757 billion why men are the worst.
Well, this
right
is,
there.
This is why it's like...
Right there!
It's scary to be a woman because the most dangerous thing in the world to a woman is a man. Statistically speaking, how will you die if you're like under the age of 40? Yeah, it's by the person sleeping next to you.
Come on, men. Let's be better. And it starts right now. Right here.
Maybe tomorrow.
It is also Blasé Day, which means...
I don't know what that...
Well, you know the word Blasé.
Yeah, I know, but like... Just yeah. Everything's there.
Yeah, everybody... You know, it's like you're kind of bored with life or whatever, you know?
So Violence Against Women Day and Blasé
Is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Okay, let's not promote Violence Against Women Day.
I just love when we have these things. It's like anti-genocide day. Like, right. What?
No kidding.
Oh, I was thinking about committing some genocide, but now that I've seen this hot ad campaign to not, you know, eliminate entire ethnic groups, you know what? I'll totally rethink my stance. I was going to go home and kick the hell out of the BTJ, but now that you've told
me.
Not today. Not today, honey. Tomorrow, though. Woo. What are we doing?
Soaking rains are returning this afternoon.
Awesome.
At least, that's what they're saying. I can't see out there.
It was raining when I was driving in.
Yeah. It was bad.
More importantly, I got a golf game tomorrow. What's the forecast for tomorrow?
I don't think you're playing golf.
Got to cancel that, bro.
Unless you're one of those guys who just gets out there, rain or shine.
The answer to that question is no.
Grab your rain pants and your umbrella.
Nope.
If you want to get sick, go golfing.
Yeah. They are saying some minor urban flooding is possible.
Urban flooding?
Yeah. Well, you know, like the city.
I just never heard of urban. I thought flooding was flooding. Turns out there's urban flooding.
No, there's a difference.
I didn't know. Country floods and urban floods.
Well, those petty feds are at it again.
Thanks a lot, Obama. Bunch of jerks. What are we doing now? Are they committing violence against women?
I don't know if you've seen this fight between the Coast Guard in Newport.
Yeah, we got a big dookaroo down there about the new facility and whatnot.
Yeah, so a federal judge today ordered the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and their secretary, Kristi Noem, to return a Coast Guard rescue helicopter to the city of Newport days after community members filed a lawsuit to block the move. So apparently she went in there. Remember when we talked about the story of the potential ICE facility out there?
Yeah, and no one wanted it down there.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't want that. And so Noem took her ball and went home.
Yeah.
She stole a helicopter and put it down in North Bend.
Yeah.
And now the city's like, wait a minute, we need that. Like, we have people visiting here. The Coast Guard needs their helicopter for rescues and such.
Mm-hmm.
You know those things?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Where they get in the water and save people from doing stupid stuff?
Those rescue divers are badass.
So again, the feds are being petty, and the judge said that is not lawful.
Yeah.
You must return the helicopter.
I like this is like some sort of divorce dispute over a dog, and yet it's like a multi-million dollar helicopter.
That's unbelievable.
I want to like.
Can we all just grow up?
No, we can't. I'm waiting for it to like be returned, but it's all like graffitied and it's all stripped out.
What if it says ICE on it?
They've repainted it and everything. Like
the ICE chopper.
A bunch of people rappelling down. They're tear gassing people in the streets. Why not? Sure, everything's going great.
So anyway, the courts say, give it back, Kristi.
Yeah.
You bitch.
My guess is she will probably fight this and continue to. They said it's not a luxury. It's a crucial part of how we keep people alive on the Oregon coast.
Well, in fairness to Kristi, North Bend is on the Oregon coast as well.
But just pick it up and, I don't know.
It's like an hour and a half down the road.
Well, let me get your keys. I'm just going to take your car. And,
yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Leave it at my house. And if you want it, you
wait,
can.
You're drowning.
Share.
You need a Coast Guard helicopter. They're flying up from North Bend. Can you just hold on for a bit?
Just dog paddle for a while. You'll be fine. By the way, this only lasts like 14 days. This thing is far from over.
What, the USC Seton Hall game?
No. The injunction, the helicopter
thing.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, this is just the latest in a demeasuring contest between local and federal government.
There's another foul. So we have 1.8 seconds left. It is 81-80 in favor of USC, and I'm almost certain they will call a timeout here. We're already at 4:44 on the slot.
Schultz's winning this thing. Remember, yeah, it's not when the show starts. It's when they give the first.
I know.
The first team.
I said 4:46, so I'm out.
Yeah.
It's Schultz.
Yeah. Freaking Schultz, man.
Yeah, closest without going over, right? Oh, wow. They're showing some hots.
How about the USC Hots out in Maui?
Yeah. It's the best thing they've shown this entire game.
I saw the same thing.
Now, how could you be violent towards that? You know what I'm saying, man?
That's Sean Connery.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Well, this is your last chance to say what you need to say to Nora.
Yeah, our beloved polar bear is
leaving.
She gone.
They're going to let her out of her cage and see what happens on Sunday.
Wouldn't that be something? Kind of a Hunger Games situation, just release a polar bear right around, Japanese Rose Gardens and see what happens. Hey, just so you know, if you're up there, at the garden, possibility of a polar bear mauling someone's dog.
What if she starts just hanging out at the Willamette, just, chilling down there?
Catching fish.
Yeah,
Eating people. Polar bears are not kind and cuddly.
No.
Fierce. Violent.
Willamette.
Now, would you go out on the Willamette knowing that polar bears were swimming around?
Yeah, I got a boat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not going to go out on a kayak or anything, but...
What if there were killer whales? Would that be worse?
No,
because they don't attack
people. Yeah, they don't attack people, or do they? I'm convinced that killer whales have a whole secret society that we're not familiar with. Like, they're capsizing boats, they kill great white sharks, and I'm supposed to believe that they're just friendly towards me? I don't think so, man.
I mean, if you want to keep people out of the water, just put,
sharks.
Just put sharks in there.
Yeah.
Or polar bears.
Yeah.
Just add them. We drop sharks into this lake.
Well, I think bull sharks can swim upriver. Like, they're like in places. So, yeah, if you just dumped a couple, like, bull sharks into the Willamette, if you wanted to keep people out, do that.
Well,
the pollution, they probably grow like a third fin or something.
If you have a message for Nora, now's the time to pass it along to her. She will be at Polar Passage there at the Oregon Zoo through Sunday.
I think she's going to go do some humping.
And then she's out. Yeah, they're taking her to...
I thought it was Columbus, maybe?
Is it Columbus?
It's somewhere back east where she's going to get to do it with...
No, she's going to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, they wanted to raise some cubs.
Yeah.
Kind of calm down a little bit. She's a little bit of a... just not a rager.
She's
trying to settle her down.
She's trying to make an honest polar bear out of her.
Well, we'll miss old Nora.
Yeah. I haven't been to the zoo in years, but...
I've seen her. She was there. She's there. The polar bears are kind of one of my favorite things at the zoo. Like, they're usually pretty cool because you can... Because they're swimming in there, and you can see them underwater or outside of the water.
They'll be batting around like a big ball or something. I just can't. I mean, it breaks my... It's a double-edged sword because the animals that I love the most, like polar bears, are also the most heartbreaking. Because I see this majestic animal that's supposed to be like roaming miles and miles of sea ice. And then you're like, well, you're in a...
Yeah, but you know what?
You're in like a Mr. Turtle pool.
But you know what else is sad? Is when you see the polar bear roaming miles and miles of sea ice.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck on a little
like
island of sea ice. Yeah. And then the killer whales come along and knock it off and eat it.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You know, that's worse.
Mother Nature's a bitch. But then people would tell you that's the way nature works.
It is the way nature works. But, look, if you got a polar bear that can't be out there, like Nora, let's put her in a zoo and let kids have fun with it.
You want to know the worst part about polar bears is when the mom polar bear with the cub is out there cruising with them, and then the male comes along. Not sure if you're familiar with what the male polar bear eats, but the male polar bear likes to eat the other polar bears. Those are the ones that are just soul-crushing.
Now, along these same lines, we have a Portland hero in our midst.
Is it a hero, or is this like one of those things where someone works at an after-school program and therefore we call them a hero?
Wow. No, I would say...
I'm just saying, look, we throw around the term hero way too loosely,
this,
and I mean way too loosely.
I think
you are going to mark this man a hero.
Okay.
When I tell you this story. And that is coming up next. By the way, the college football playoff ranking show is about to be on, and I'm only 3 minutes off.
Yeah, we'll see what time the first team gets announced.
All right, we'll be right back on the fan. Okay, the first team has been announced. It's Arizona, ranking 25th, if you must know.
Hey, go Arizona.
So the official time, 4:52.
Mm.
So at 4:14, the Seton Hall USC game had 7 minutes left. We all predicted what time the first team would be revealed. You said 4:38, I said 4:46, and Schultze said 5 o'clock or later.
Well, I think Schultze wins, though, because it's like the Price is Right. It's
We went over. Yeah, so he was only off by 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I was only off by 6 minutes, but I went over.
You went over.
But that's a half an hour of a final 5 minutes for college basketball.
Yeah, dude, exactly. That's the point.
Wow.
That was...
It's better than the NBA.
That was more than half. That was 38 minutes.
For 7 minutes.
For 7 minutes of basketball.
Yeah. Well,
I hate sports.
Welcome to basketball.
I hate this team.
Those coaches, man.
That's an all-timer, by the way.
This is in the news, November 25, 2025. I believe you will call this man a hero, Jason, because in my mind and eyes,
okay,
all four of them, he is. Officials are recognizing a man after they say he rescued a boater from the Columbia River. On November 16th, officials said Portland's Bureau of Emergency Communications... I don't know. Is that 911?
I don't know. Kind of feels like 911, but...
Received a call from 46-year-old Solomon Floria, who was requesting medical help for a man he rescued from the Columbia River near the North Portland Harbor.
Okay.
According to Floria, he was at home when he saw an empty sailboat floating on the river and a man in the water nearby. Floria said he then quickly kayaked to the man in the water, pulling him out and bringing him back to shore, where he wrapped the man in layers to warm him up. It is unknown how long the man had been in the water, but officials said the river temperature was around 57 degrees that day.
That is quite chilly.
The man was conscious, but cold and disoriented. Mm. They were able to treat the patient at the scene before taking him to the hospital. Hero or no hero?
Well, you know me, that I feel like we throw around the term hero way too loosely and way too much. That man is a hero because that man was going to die.
I agree.
In 50 degree water.
He was in a lot of trouble.
He was in a lot of trouble. He wasn't getting back up onto that sailboat, and that man was about to die. So when you save a human being's life, no permanent damage, no nothing, like, that man is a hero. Yes.
Now, what do you think Floria credits for his I don't know. He says there is something that prepared him for that moment.
He just got on a kayak and... What do you mean?
Well, he's got a thing. He's like, hey, man, this really prepared me for that moment.
Well, see, this is why I no longer want to call him a hero. Nothing prepared you for that moment. You got on a... You know what prepared you? Years ago when you bought the kayak because you like to kayak and you live on the water.
All right. Well, trashing a hero, that's
real
nice.
No, but that's like... I mean... What prepared me, my ability to kayak, whatever got him into kayaking, that's what prepared him. What did he say?
No. Floria says his time working in restaurants and as a soccer coach taught him situational awareness, preparing him for this moment.
No, it did not.
I'm pretty sure any job will teach you some sort of situational awareness.
You're telling me that coaching sixth grade girls soccer...
How do you know it's sixth grade girls?
He coached soccer. It's going to be...
He was the coach at Portland State.
No, he wasn't.
It was the blue team.
Otherwise,
okay?
It would have said Portland State coach.
Blue team.
So basically, I think Brandon Sprague is coaching like his 12-year-old daughter's basketball team. So basically, if one of us is drowning, the person you want there is Brandon Sprague due to his vast coaching experience.
Has he worked in restaurants?
Patrick Harris has.
There you go. There's the guy I want.
I'm not certain I want Patrick. Although, he's a rafter, too. Maybe I do want P. Harris. That man is a hero, but also a bit of a douche for claiming that working at a restaurant and coaching soccer somehow prepared him to get on a kayak. I mean, how about just being what prepared me? I don't know, being a decent human being and not wanting someone to drown.
Well, you know what's weird about that?
What?
Is I saw an interview with this guy, Solomon, and he seemed like a real nice fella.
I would hope so.
And that's exactly what he said. He said, I just did what anybody would do.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to help a fellow human being.
I would like to believe that anybody would look out the window and it, at bare minimum, call 911 or I don't know. Get one of those dinghies like on the side of the Love Boat and like maybe throw that out there or a branch or at least go out and like, hey man, you all right?
What do you do?
A like piece
you,
of plywood?
I mean, the Columbia is a big river, so it's hard to know how far you had to kayak to get him.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you don't have a kayak, like what do you do? I guess the only thing you do is just call 911.
Call 911.
Keep an eye on the guy.
Or if you knew, like if you're down there, I'm assuming when you live on the water. If you don't have one, your neighbor does. You got to go door to door. You know, you drum up some support. Hey, does anyone here have a kayak or maybe a door that I saw in Titanic that I could float my fat ass out there? Mm. Like, so you can't just let someone drown in the Columbia.
Do you play the soundtrack on your way out?
Oh, near.
Far. The whistle.
That would be great. If you rolled up. Although, you know, I would prefer if someone kayaked up to me playing the Miami Vice theme song.
How does that go again?
It's all music. It's like it's just a like a there's no words to it. It's just like it's a beat. And I don't think I could probably do it,
I can't remember
you'll know it the moment you hear it.
All right. Well, I think that our man Solomon's a hero there. Oh, nice pull.
You imagine if someone's like kayaking out to you, you're like, "Yeah." Crockett and Tubbs?
This is awesome, by the way.
Or, even better, Baywatch theme. Because that's all about rescuing people. That's the All Be Ready? I think that's the title. Sung by David Hasselhoff.
I'll be there for you.
That's Friends. Hmm. Doing the clap. This.
This
is Baywatch.
This is I'll Be Ready.
Dude, if I am
Jimmy Jameson.
If I am getting rescued in the water and I can have a theme song to my rescue,
this is it.
This is it right here. Dude. And listen to the word. It's all about being rescued. I can picture David Hasselhoff glistening in the sun right now.
I wasn't picturing him, but okay.
Yeah, I was picturing Pam Anderson's up tops.
Hey, some people are afraid to step in the light. Not this guy.
No, this doesn't really do it for me.
Some people need to help somebody. Right here, wait for it. Don't worry. Yeah. It is going to be all right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm always ready. No, he won't. Yeah, this is the song.
Boy, I got it such a visual of you paddling out on a freaking door with this plane.
Yeah. Telling the person, don't worry, man, I got you.
I mean, not to make light of a man drowning, but holy crap, that's
Mr.
cool.
Mr. Sakanek, what happened? You couldn't get out to the man in time. Well, the problem was that I was trying to queue up the Baywatch theme song, and I was trying to find my Bluetooth speaker, and it wasn't charged, so by the time I got there, he drowned. But had I gotten out there, it would have been the most epic rescue ever.
You know what? You want a plot twist?
Yeah.
Christy Gnome swoops in with her new Coast Guard chopper. Picks him up.
Like, son.
Hero.
And then I'm just shamed.
Who's this weirdo on a door playing Baywatch?
Hey, just don't worry. It's going to be all right.
I love it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is in the news for November 25, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We have the college football playoff rankings, and most importantly, we have the bracket. And Oregon has shifted positions.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up over there.
I was like,
you're already asleep.
Like,
come on, man.
Well, you threw me
We're back to sports.
You threw me at positions.
They're not hosting Alabama or Notre Dame.
I'm still thinking about David Hasselhoff
anymore,
to be honest with you.
As a matter of fact, their path just got a lot easier if it were to end today. Yeah. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.